This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh fire officials said Friday a fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside the capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door. The blaze began Thursday night at a five-story factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke billowing into the sky. Police initially gave a toll of 3 dead, but then discovered dozens more bodies on Friday afternoon after the fire was put out. A fire official claims 52 bodies have been recovered, but the top 2 floors of the factory had yet to be searched. He says the main exit of the factory was locked from the inside, and many of those who died were trapped. Many workers jumped from upper floors of the factory, and at least 26 suffered injuries, according to local news. Bangladesh has a history of industrial disasters, including factories catching fire with workers locked inside. Continuing corruption and lax enforcement have resulted in many deaths over the years, and big international brands, which employed tens of thousands of low-paid workers in Bangladesh, have come under heavy pressure to improve factory conditions after fires and other disasters killed thousands of people. A judge investigating the assassination of Haiti's president says 2 Haitian Americans arrested in the case were acting as translators for a larger group of attackers that originally planned to arrest, not kill, the leader, a French language newspaper reported Friday. The judge did not say on what grounds the group sought to arrest the president. He says one of the suspects told him, quote, he found the job on the internet. A separate judge said 4 of the 15 Colombians arrested in the case entered Haiti a month ago after passing through the Dominican Republic. No motive has been revealed. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Senegal, the EU, and the United States and several European governments and other partners signed an accord on Friday to finance vaccine production in the West African state. The move comes amid a shortage of jabs and a third wave of coronavirus infections sweeping Africa, which has highlighted the lack of vaccination production facilities on the continent. 99% of vaccines used in Africa are imported, according to a joint statement from the Senegalese government and the European Union. The new financing deal is intended to kickstart local vaccine production and lower the dependence on imports. Pfizer and partner BioNTech say they plan to ask the U.S. and European regulators within weeks to authorize a booster dose of its COVID-19 vaccine based on evidence of greater risk of infection 6 months after inoculation and the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, however, released a joint statement saying Americans who have been fully vaccinated do not need a booster COVID-19 shot at this time. The European Medicines Agency said Friday it is too early to determine whether more than 2 shots that are currently required would be called for, saying it was confident for now the established regimen was sufficient. Pfizer's chief scientist claims the recently reported dip in the vaccine's effectiveness in Israel was mostly due to infections in people who had been vaccinated in January or February. Israeli health officials revealed earlier this week vaccine effectiveness in preventing both infection and symptomatic disease fell to 64% in June, but Pfizer says data from Israel and Britain suggests that even with waning antibody levels, the vaccine remains around 95% effective against severe disease. The United Nations and aid agencies can find workarounds to deliver cross-border aid into Syria if the UN Security Council cannot extend a resolution on access from Turkey this week, according to the chairman of the Turkish Red Crescent. The aid operation began in 2014 from 4 border crossings and is due to expire Saturday. It's been reduced to just 1 crossing from Turkey due to Russia and China's opposition last year on the 15-member UN Security Council. Failure to extend it could be devastating for millions of people in northern Syria. Russia is an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and has veto power on the council, and they want UN aid to come through the capital of Damascus and not Turkey on the grounds that the operation violates Syrian sovereignty and territorial integrity. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.